Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. We're doing part three from the 16-part series, and the topic is Jesus uses his faith in his ministry. Jesus operated in faith throughout his ministry, and the word says he pleased the Father in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, Mark chapter 1, verse 11, and Luke chapter 3, verse 22. Also, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Why is it impossible to please God without faith? Because God can't please you unless you use your faith. That's what it's all about. Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 to 8. But he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. If you want to see the will of the Father, God the Father, look to the ministry of Jesus. When you have seen Jesus, you have seen the Father. In these scriptures, you will see that Jesus, when he left heaven, he left his divine rights behind and he came to earth as a man in the fashion of a man. He had to do this to operate in the covenant and to show us how we are to operate in the covenant with God. John chapter 8, verse 28, the Amplified Bible, it says, I do nothing of myself, of my own accord, or my own authority, but I say exactly what my Father has taught me. Jesus said that if you believed on him, that you too would do works that he did, and even greater. Jesus was teaching his disciples to operate the same way as he did, in faith. John chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall also do, and even greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. Verse 13, and whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Throughout his entire ministry, Jesus worked and lived on the word of God. He spoke in ministry the word of God with his faith. And Jesus was showing us what we need to do as a born-again believer is take the word of God, believe the word of God, fill it full of godly faith that God's given to us at the being born again, and fill that word or that promise of God to make it become an image and then speak it out into the realm. Jesus always confessed what he wanted. He did not confess what he had. And he confessed what he wanted in faith. And Jesus did exactly what the Father wanted. In John chapter 8, verse 28, it says, I do nothing of myself, of my own accord, or my own authority, but I say exactly what my Father has taught me. Jesus was the pure image of the Father on the earth, and what he did and said is what the Father did and said. Thank you for being with me today. We're going to the next topic, which is In Christ, You're a New Creation, and this is part four of the 16-part series. Thank you very much, and God bless.